So we're here with Hector Rana Jr., our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the 2018 Dodge Mile High Nationals here at Bandimere Speedway. This is Hector's first win since St. Louis of 2015. He got this win in his 25th career final round appearance, and it's your third final round appearance at Denver. First time you've actually been able to get a win translated here. So
yes.
Let's talk about the time and space between St. Louis 2015 and now. What's changed? What's come around? The bike has obviously been there, the 200-mile-an-hour run, but how did you put it all together today?
You know what? We've had a fast bike for all that time. It's just been working on consistency. And then when the bike was good, I was making little errors. And, it's just, dedication, hard work, getting the bike consistent. Downstairs in the basement playing on the Christmas tree, practicing and just bringing it all together. So, finally got over some hurdles over here, and, now we should be back on track.
Great time to be back on track. We go to Sonoma Raceway next weekend. The Mickey Thompson Pro Bike Battle is the richest pro stock bike race we have, and you seem to come in there as have to be almost a favorite coming out of here this strong.
Yeah, the bike's running great. We have a great setup when we come back to sea level, and I'm looking forward to running some really fast runs, hopefully maybe in some career best runs out there. So really looking forward to that, and just got to stay consistent and riding like I was today.
You talked about practicing in the basement. I'm guessing that's on a practice tree.
Yes.
Do you have
a
dedicated regimen that you use, or just when you hit it when you need it?
Just whenever I go down there, or when Vincent comes over, we go downstairs and we play on the tree. I have my set of handlebars and everything, and we just play games and go down there. And I just practice as much as I can and try to actually visualize, being on the bike and going down the track. And it's crazy when you think about it. You start even getting the goosebumps and feeling the flutter. So just practicing, and that's it.
Bandimere obviously presents a lot of extra challenges that other racetracks don't. How satisfying is it to win here because of those challenges?
Oh, it feels great. You know what? We've done really great things up here in the mountain. We've set the speed record. We've qualified number one a few times. Like you said, three finals, and we finally won the third one. So it's very gratifying to finally get the win on top of the mountain.
And talk about these fans, because they were packed out there. And what the Bandimere family means to drag racing.
You know what? They're a great family. Their help, they're leading in the track prep with, right now this track, it's all water cooled to stay consistent no matter how hot it is. And I mean, that's huge. It shows how consistent our bikes were, and that's in correlation to how consistent the track was. So, they're the leaders in the technology when it comes to that, and they sure do know how to pack the facility. I mean, the crowd was crazy. It was crazy how many people come to this race.
You talked about a clutch change that you made yesterday during qualifying. Did that translate the way you expected it to today?
It certainly did. Like I said, we were running good, but I couldn't figure something out. We were off a little bit, and we finally figured out what that issue was. And from then on out, we were consistent, and I didn't touch anything. All I did was cool the bike down each run, and she was fast.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Very much.
All right.